Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nawa Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai. The Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists, Bashem, which means in the name, Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer, who the world eagerly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, and we thank Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai, for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect in a remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Hispanics, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites who look like all the different nations. But your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings and shalom to the family out there. This is HIBN, which stands for Hebrew Israelite Biblical News. This is your brother Shalah, and I want to say Tawada to you brothers out there and you sisters out there that's been donating to this ministry. I greatly appreciate your charity, you know, definitely. I greatly appreciate it. You have no idea how, you know, us speaking this gospel, the resistance that we have on all fronts. So, you know, you're in this spiritual war, you know, with your brother. And again, I greatly appreciate it. I wanted to bring out this article from IQFY.com. And it says anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. You hear how this article is really demonizing people that don't want to be chipped. See, we're in biblical prophecy. We're in the time of the mark of the beast prophecy being pushed, because with the economy on the verge of collapsing, and there's a lot of things that's happening, you know, basically behind the backs of humanity, because this devil, he puts out a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of stuff that's happening on the earth is orchestrated by the elites, you know, in a carnal sense, although the Heavenly Father controls everything. You know, the Bible says a man's goings is of the Lord. So although Esau is planning and plotting and using, you know, controlled opposition, they create false flag events and they put stuff out there in the media to, you know, basically be again a smoke and mirrors. You know, they have another agenda at play, and then they'll throw something out there to get the attention of the people. So now anybody that is against the microchipping of human beings, they're now called anti-chippers. So, you know, you had the anti-vaxxers, you know, a lot of people out there mock people that were considered anti-vax, you know, or anti-vaxxers. Now you got all these people dropping dead, and their bodies is jacked up from all the harmful chemicals that was injected in their bodies behind that damn virus vaccine, you know. And when you're on YouTube, you can't even speak about the jab or anything like that. They'll flag your videos, as you know, they flag my content. And all we're doing is warning our people not to take that shit, because these people are psychopaths. They're depopulating human beings, and they're telling you that COVID-19 vaccine is safe, and it's not. Many people are dying. It's a documentary called Sudden Death, or I think it's called Sudden Death, or let me double check, or Died Instantly. It's one of those things, or one of those titles. Let me see if I can. For what I'm hearing, is a real good documentary, and it's going into Die Suddenly. It's a documentary going into all the people that have died from the vaccine, you know, from blood clots and strokes, heart attacks, and so forth, aneurysms. It's Die Suddenly. Okay, let me just read a little bit of it, and then I'll go into the article. It says, Die Suddenly, healthy adults are dropping dead all across the globe in the last 18 months. The term Die Suddenly has risen to the top, to the very top of the most searched Google terms. Now, the award-winning documentary team that brought you Watch the Water and These Little Ones travels around the world to find answers and to tell the stories of those that die suddenly. And the reason why people dying suddenly, because they took that vaccine. Athletes, doctors, nurses, you know, people that are, you know, pretty much healthy. You know, you got people out there that eat healthy and they're not heavy or overweight. They don't have comorbidities, which are pre-existing diseases. They don't have any of that. And all of, you know, and all of a sudden they're dying, you know, from cardiac arrest. And what's happening is these doctors that's doing autopsies, they find in these giant blood clots out of the bodies or the cadavers of the people that have died. You know, you have infants, you know, children that are dying of heart attacks. That's not normal. So this devil, he is depopulating the earth. And a lot of people went, you know, for taking the vaccine. You got people out there that mocked people that were called anti-vaxxers. You know, it's a woman who was pregnant and she was talking shit about people that were, you know, basically telling people that the vaccine wasn't safe. And she was mocking online. She was pregnant. And she ended up losing her baby. Let me see if I can find that a screenshot. Because this is an all-too-common thing with people. People think that this thing is a joke. These people do not give a damn about you. Don't care about nobody. They want to depopulate this earth. They want to bring this great reset in, which is a transhumanism society. So there's this woman, and it says, let's see. And she's one of them, you know, one that uses pronouns, she and her. So she got a booster shot. So on here, she says booster baby. Well, she's pregnant and she ended up getting a booster shot. So she got two shots. Then she wrote in a post that says, I love when anti-vaxxers say that vaccine mandates are unconstitutional, which there are. They are unconstitutional. You have the right, you know, along with your doctor, whether you want to take something, you know, that's life threatening. And mainly you have that right even before your doctor, you know. But what I'm saying is that with you and your doctor, decide, you know, so far as your treatment, that's your ultimately your decision, you know, as a human being, mainly your God given rights. And then also your rights under, you know, HIPAA and all of that. You can't be forced to take something, but they wanted to make it mandatory. You know, a lot of people, they were fooled in taking a vaccine. Their jobs coerced them. And now these people are sick and worse, dying, and the jobs, you know, can't be held accountable at this point. You know, a lot of people got sick by, you know, by being coerced. And then what happened? You get sick and then your job is looking for another employer, you know, another employee to work for them, you know. So you have to be more concerned about your health than anybody else. So it says, this is what she says. She says, I love when anti-vaxxers say that vaccine mandates are unconstitutional and something the founding fathers would never support. Then she says, and I get to tell them that George Washington literally mandated smallpox vaccines for the Continental Army. Well, if that's the case, that's for the army. It ain't got nothing to do with the citizens. There's civilians out here that don't want to take that vaccine and didn't. You know, now the army, there might be a different, you know, situation, and people have refused to even be in the military services. And, you know, they unfortunately were retaliated against so far as, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know all the, you know, logistics or whatever like that. If they were, I just don't know. I don't want to speak on it, but I do remember soldiers getting pushback from not taking the vaccine. Then her next post says also, or yes, also, what religious exemption? She says, what holy book bans vaccines? The Bible does. The Bible go into not cutting your flesh, you know? So, you know, that would constitute, you know, mainly if you have to break your skin. Now, there are situations where we're in the gray. So if you're at the hospital and you have to get, you know, your blood drawn or whatever like that, you know, that's something, you know, that you can't help, but you still have to ask the Lord for forgiveness, because we're not supposed to make any cuttings in our flesh, but that will more so be for worship, you know. And if anybody take that chip, that is a form of worship. So that definitely will be breaking the law, statutes, and commandments. It says, just a dumb excuse. She said, laugh out loud, just a dumb excuse. So she was saying that someone who would receive religious exemptions, that would be a dumb excuse. You see how she was basically mocking the Lord? You see that? Now, let's see her next post. Because the Bible say pride come before destruction. So it says, I'm pregnant with a baby that is no longer alive. And I've never felt more devastated in my life. I'm so heartbroken. I never knew it would hurt this much. You see how she was proud? She was mocking people about, you know, people that were refusing to take the vaccine. People were trying to warn her. You know, they were on a comment board. She was, you know, of course she was pregnant. You know, she's showing, you know, the world that, she, you know, that she's about to have a child. And a lot of people were probably telling her that it was unsafe. And she went on ahead, like a lot of proud people do. And they, you know, they think that, oh, you're wearing tinfoil hats. You're being paranoid. You this or you that. And what happened? She ended up losing her baby. Behind being ignorant. Behind being proud and not listening to people. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of people in these last days, because of their pride, because of them not wanting to hearken to people that were giving them, you know, basic, you know, understanding of what's going on. Let alone, you know, the scriptures, mainly because a lot of people don't want to hearken. They don't want to listen. And they're going to take that jab and it's going to jack them up. They're going to be infected with nanotechnology and all the shit that's going to do to alter their DNA. Rewrite their DNA. Even the man who created that technology, the last broadcast I did, I think it was the last one that went into the man who created that technology and said that the COVID vaccine isn't a vaccine. So now you got these people that are saying shit about people that's, you know, speaking out against the chip. So now it's anti-chippers. So let's go into this article. And a lot of people, once they take that chip, you're done. Ain't no coming back for it, let alone this jab. Because a lot of people that take the jab or have taken the jab, you're basically prepped to take the mark of the beast. Because this devil, he going to be able to manipulate your mind and your body to basically get you to comply or consent using this technology that can really control your body and your thoughts. So it says anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people. So they call people that deny this devil's technology and don't want to be hooked up to their AI system. They calling us awful people because we don't want to take the chip. It says the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. It says, as if the troubling times haven't already encumbered us with enough challenges. They're paranoid, don't believe in science, many have white supremacist tendencies. You see how they're using a whole white supremacist, all the, what they call on 4chan and all those white supremacist channels or, group chats and stuff like that, that was going into this technology. Now, if you say anything about the technology, the microchips, now that's considered white supremacist. You see how this devil is using his lying propaganda media to push that bullshit. It says, and most importantly, they want to know that microchip implants are super duper scary. They're anti-chippers. So because you don't want to take a microchip in your, and have it implanted in your body, now you're considered anti-chippers. Now you're considered, basically paranoid. All propaganda. And a lot of people, they're gonna go for this bullshit. They're gonna go for this propaganda, these lies, to get you to take something that the Lord is going to destroy you if you take. These people, they're just like how they duped a lot of people and taking that, that venom, that snake venom, and people are just dropping dead, man. Shaking, having convulsions. You listen to these devils if you want. Go right ahead, but you will never be able to say that you wasn't told. You'll never be able to say that you wasn't told. It says they've got literally dozens of brain cells than your average anti-vaxxer. So what's their deal? It says the coronavirus pandemic has the world's most brilliant minds scrambling to find treatments, vaccines, and ways to improve public health going forward. One such savior is Bill Gates. Savior? He's a demon. He's a devil. It says the child-loving philanthropist who founded Microsoft, his proposal is to put a teeny tiny piece of silicone under everyone's skin to improve people's lives by reducing healthcare costs and keeping track of anyone deemed unhealthy by medical professionals, which they'll be able to track you. So now your healthcare professional will be able to know your health. They'll be able to track you. It says, now what could possibly be bad about health professionals and doctors keeping America safe and healthy? You'd be surprised or not. It says the anti-Semitic origin. See, you see how they now flipped it? Now you're anti-Semitic if you don't want to take the microchip. The anti-Semitic origin. It says when you examine the undercurrent of anti-chipper movement, one horrid realization towers above all others. Anti-Semitism is festering at the root of this evil. See, these Amalekites, these people who are calling themselves Jews, they really control this earth. They're gaslighting a lot of you people out there to believe that they're not in control. And these people don't even believe in Christ. They don't believe in Yahweh Shai. A lot of them, they have, occultic beliefs like the Kabbalah. They're in a witchcraft. They don't believe in the Messiah, the Bible. They're anti-Hamashiach or anti-Christ. Because they don't believe in the God of the Bible as is written, and they don't believe in the Messiah of the Bible as is written, because they don't believe basically in the New Testament, those Hasidic Jews. And then you have a class of the, you know, Amalekites that might not be religious, but they just doing whatever they want. You know, they don't believe in anything really. A lot of them are atheists, you know. And yes, they are controlling things. But when you say that, then you're considered a conspiracy theorist or anti-Semitic. It says, but it doesn't change the fact that they're engaging in conspiracy theory propagated by the anti-Semites who fuel fear over what the elites or the globalists would do to you. And there is globalists. There are the elite class who are the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. But you see how when you say that, they make it out like you're crazy or you're paranoid. And that's all a form of gaslighting. You know, that's what these people want to portray to those that are basically speaking the truth. It says this is coded anti-Semitic language and dog whistling, according to the lauded civil rights organization ADL. So these people, you know, with the ADL, they all are in league with the globalist plan. They don't care about black folks. They don't care about any other nationality other than Jewish people. You saw that when they try to hustle Kyrie Irving out that money, you know. It says one of the leading voices of the anti-chipper movement is none other than Kanye West, who said they want to put chips inside of us in an interview with Forbes, which is true. That's all in the Bible. Let me get the book of Revelation, chapter 13. We go into this, you know, and this ain't no, like people like, why you keep talking about Ye West? Why you know, this is current events. And what's happening is shifting. You know, this society is shifting. What's going on, whether Ye is an industry plant, whether he's sincere, you know, whether he's MK Ultra, you know. Bible again says a man's goings is of the Lord. You know, so the brother, he seems like he's sincere. I don't think he's an industry plant, you know. Me personally, I just think that the brother's searching, like a lot of us, you know, were searching before we came into the full understanding. We didn't get this truth on our own, and it was a process, you know. Because you're going to have some brothers and sisters that's in the music industry that's going to come out of that. You know, and the Jake, you know, he didn't already pretty much lost everything, you know. So now all he got is, you know, basically standing on what, you know, what he perceives to be is the truth, you know. But what he's saying right here is the truth. Bible says you can't do nothing against the truth but for the truth. That should mean something. You don't have to get into a person's personality or what they, you know, might have said, you know, that might have offended you. But if they saying something that's the truth, you can't deny that. You know, you being disingenuous if you can't understand that. So this is the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And, you know, Ye was talking about how the elites want to put microchips. Now, he's not the first person that said that. You had, what's his name? Aaron Russo, that was friends with Rockefellers. He was a director, producer. He was the one that directed the film Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. He also wrote documentaries, or he put a couple of documentaries out there, and he spoke about his friendship with I think it was Nick Rockefeller, and Nick Rockefeller was pretty candid with him, and basically Nick Rockefeller was like, why you worry about these people? You know, you should just worry about your family. And he was basically telling him, look, their plan is to put microchips in everybody. And so Ye saying that is something that we've been saying all along. We've been saying it for quite a long time, because we've been going in the word. We've been going in the scriptures. And even before we came into the understanding, we knew that. Before I came into this word, before the Lord woke me up, I knew about the RFID microchip, like in 1993. And knew that it was the mark of the beast. So this is the book of Revelation chapter 13. And we'll start at verse 16. It says, And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So that mark, that's talking about the microchip. When you go to the word mark in the Greek, means etching. And the root word is charax, which means a stake or palisade. So it's an actual physical mark. And the mark, the number of the mark is 666, which is basically a barcode. You know, how you will be tracked via the RFID microchip. So it entails your spending, as the scriptures tell us. It says, to receive a mark in your right hand, so a microchip in your right or your left hand or in your forehead. You know, what Elon Musk is talking about with Neuralink, being able to, basically have your mind connected to the cloud. It was an AI, artificial intelligence, you know, through nanotechnology, through RFID technology, through microwave, post microwaves coming from those cell towers and satellites. That's how they're going to be able to track people. And it's all going to be linked to the spending, as the scriptures tell us. This is verse 17. It says, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So you won't be able to buy or sell once they do away with the dollar bills. There'll be no more paper currency. They're going to go totally cashless. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you get implanted with the RFID microchip. So now people that are speaking out against that is called what? Anti-chippers. And they're saying that you're paranoid and you're anti-Semitic, you know. So you see how they're already, you know, laying the propaganda out there to discredit people for obviously knowing that this is a biblical prophecy. And you have the ADL that's pushing it. That's pushing that, you know, if you don't want to be chipped, then you're anti-Semitic. Which led you know that, hey, these people are behind it. They're the ones that's controlling it. How could you equate not wanting to be chipped as being anti-Semitic? How does that have anything to say, anything against Jewish people? It's bullshit. It says, take note here. Kanye said they want to put chips inside of us. Who is they? And in this case, West clarifies that the word they is coded language for the Jews in 2022 with radical far-right extremist Tim Pool. It says in an interview with Forbes, West also said the microchips are the mark of the beast, which is true. This brother, he's speaking the truth. It is the mark of the beast. We just read it. And the Lord told in the book of Revelation chapter 14, he told us if anybody take that chip, what would happen? They would be ultimately judged during the time of World War III, during the time of, you know, when those take the mark, they're going to be thrown in a lake of fire. Let's get that. This is something serious. Are you going to believe them, or are you going to believe the word of Yahweh? Are you going to believe the word of God? So this is the book of Revelation chapter 14. So if you take that chip, if you hear this broadcast and you just, you like, oh, that's not true. The mark of the beast is a tattoo, or the mark of the beast is sin. You know, anything other than what you're hearing now, you know, you might think, oh, the mark of the beast is, you know, just, you know, a mindset. No, it's a physical mark, which would be a sin if you take it. Yes, it would be a unforgivable sin in that sense. But it is a physical mark. So let's read in the scriptures what happens to those that consent and that take the RFID microchip, which is the mark of the beast. Because this devil, he's going to create a scenario, a hell on earth scenario, where people are going to be so hungry, they're going to be starving while they're in their underground bunkers, while there's hell on earth. Because this devil, he's going to turn the heat up. He's going to allow the economy collapse. He's going to have everybody fighting amongst each other. People are going to be starving. You're going to have wars, you know, race wars. You know, you're going to have, you know, with food scarce, people are going to just, they're going to lose it. You know, it's going to be chaos. And they're doing that because they want to, you know, create the chaos. Order ab kale, order out of chaos. So they're going to create the chaotic situation where people killing each other over food and starvation, people cannibalizing, you know, human beings and stuff like that. And they're going to be in those underground bases watching the shit unfold until the smoke clear. And then people will be, you know, basically running to get chipped, you know. So this is in the book of Revelation chapter 14. And we're going to read the judgment for those that take the microchip, which is the mark of the beast. This is Revelation chapter 14, and it's at verse 9. We'll start at verse 9. It says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast or his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his right hand, so if any person, any man or woman, worship the image of the beast," which is to consent into this satanic New World Order, Luciferian transhumanism agenda, you know, society, if you consent to that, it says, and you receive his mark, you know, in your forehead or in the hand, it says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh. So those that take it, you're going to receive the wrath of Yahweh. It says, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. So you're going to get the full wrath of Yahweh. The wrath of Yahweh, full strength, you know, without mixture. Just think about how the Israelites, they wanted to talk to the Heavenly Father Yahweh, and then the earth started shaking and stuff was smoking and stuff like that. And they was like, no, Moses, you talk to the Heavenly Father. We don't want to talk to him. So though, just think about the Heavenly Father's full wrath. These people are going to get the full wrath if they take that microchip. It says, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So those that take the chip, when the Lord returns with the angels, you know, the Lord's army, those people, they're gonna be stuck here, being burnt alive during the time of the lake of fire during World War III. And it says tormented. So that means that whoever take the chip, they're gonna, when they're burning, they're gonna feel every Fahrenheit of those ICBM missiles. So let's continue reading this article. It says, in the interview. Okay, I read that about the mark of the beast. Okay, let me just read it again. It says, in the interview with Forbes, Wes also said the microchips are the mark of the beast, and they want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven, which is true. We just read in the scriptures that whoever take the RFID microchip, the mark of the beast, they're going to be left behind being tormented during World War III with fire and brimstone. And they're not going to go to heaven. They're not going to, because heaven will be on earth, the kingdom of heaven. So they won't be able to cross the gates of heaven, which is true. It says this appeal to religion. You see how they, you know, basically trying to mock God, saying it is religion. It says this appeal to religion, while perhaps innocuous to the untrained ear, is truly anti-Semitic. So by reading the Bible, by going into biblical prophecy, they're saying that this is anti-Semitic. These people are truly satanic. These are the children of Satan. These people are truly wicked. To even say that, because the mark of the beast is written of in the Bible. How is that anti-Semitic? Because they are anti-Hamashiach, they're anti-Christ. So, of course, it's going to be against them if it's in the Bible, because they're not of the Lord. It says it is truly anti-Semitic in nature when you consider who is saying it. Wes, like other anti-Semitics, often invoke religions like Christianity. So to even be a Christian, you consider anti-Semitic. Or Islam as a way to exclude Jews. It says, in other words, Wes is implying that Jews want to microchip Christians, which they want to. And they also want to microchip Jewish people. They want to microchip Islamic people. But they ultimately want to microchip you Israelites out there, God's chosen people. You Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans. It says, in other words, Wes is implying that Jews want to microchip Christians to keep them from going to heaven, which they want. It says, which also implies that Jews go to hell. This is an ideal shared amongst many anti-chippers. Now, in the Christian sense, you know, the Christianity teaches about the hell doctrine, which Israelites mainly don't teach that. We believe that heaven and hell is a condition. Heaven and hell is a condition played out on the earth, you know, but there's a spiritual heaven. But also you can have a physical heaven in this society. This devil, he's in his heaven right now. And then you have a hell, you know, here on earth, where you're in a hellish condition. So those that, you know, that deny the Heavenly Father, that deny the Messiah, they don't believe in the Messiah. So you Christians out there, would they not go to hell? You know, if you're thinking about a literal hell, because they're anti-Christ because they don't believe the Christ of the Bible. It says, of course, Wes isn't the only prominent anti-chipper. There's also figures like Alex Jones, who has been an anti-chipper for at least a decade. For example, one article published with InfoWars claimed that Israeli politician Benjamin Netanyahu proposed the mark of the beast after he suggested that children should have microchips for perfectly reasonable safety reasons. That's still the mark of the beast. You know, that's a part of this devil's miracles, you know, because you have children that have come up missing and they're going to push that, you know, to chip your children. So, you know, nobody would, basically kidnap them, which, you know, if it was a safer way to do that without taking a microchip, then of course people want their children safe, you know, but it shouldn't be a situation where you have to microchip somebody because that's the mark of the beast. Because if you're injected with a microchip and it's technology, people can hack that, you know? So ultimately, you know, it really has to do with integrity and being upright and being righteous. You know, having righteous brothers and sisters out there that have a community sense, and you can make sure that, you know, family members and friends and neighbors are safe from predators and pedophiles and murderers and all kind of evil people that's lurking around in this demonic society, because this society is anti-Hamashiach, but you got child traffickers, you got the elites, you got the military and all of these shadowy groups that experiment on people, and you have the human trafficking, you have organ harvesting, you have a very evil underworld, you know, you have underground bases and stuff like that. They said it's children down there and they're experimenting on them, and they have satanic rituals and stuff like that. It's all kind of stuff that you hear about, but, you know, you have it's all controlled. You know, they ain't nobody really bringing it out. The media ain't gonna speak on it. But this devil, he's gonna say, oh, you could, you know, keep your family safe. If you're sick, you're paraplegic, you know, you just take this chip, you know, you blind, now you can see. They're gonna push that all out there to get people to take it. But we just read in the scriptures what would happen if you do take the chip. It says, according to the post, Netanyahu said, every person, every kid, I want it on Kids First, would have a sensor that would sound an alarm when you get too close, like the ones on cars. It says, of course, Netanyahu's proposal was completely understandable, but it was enough for Alex Jones, who happens to platform fellow anti-Semitic Kanye West, to stir up anti-Semitic fear-mongering among the Jewish mark of the beast. And it's not a coincidence that Jones put a target on Netanyahu, who is the most prominent Jewish man in the world. It says implants are inevitable, but that's a good thing. So they're saying that microchips is certain, you know, inevitable. It's going to happen, which is all a part of biblical prophecy. But they saying, but that's a good thing, and it's not a good thing. It is not a good thing to consent to the mark of the beast. It says, would you like it or not? It says, whether you like it or not, chances are you will voluntarily get the microchip implants. And that's what this devil is going to do. He ain't gonna force people, but he gonna make it where people will voluntarily do it, because that's what Satan wants. He wants you to basically consent. Just like the spiritual demon Satan wanted the Messiah to basically throw himself off that, you know, the high place that it was at to worship Satan. And the Lord rebuked Satan, you know. He didn't try to force the Lord, but he tried to get the Lord to basically consent to voluntarily worship. And that's what this devil is going to do. He's going to get people to voluntarily worship by taking that chip. But we just read in the Bible, for those that do take the chip, there's a very harsh judgment by the Heavenly Father. It says, and if you don't, your children will get the microchip implants. It says, why wouldn't they? There's nothing nefarious about advancements in health technology. Implants will become a normal part of everyday life, and it will be an overall and net positive for humanity. You see how they're pushing it? These people are satanic. They're wicked. This chip, they're pushing it. You see how they're pushing it? As if there's nothing wrong with it, and that microchip is going to override people's central nervous system, is going to brainwash them. They're not going to be in control of their own thoughts. They're going to be an automaton, which is basically like a cyborg, demonically possessed with spirits. It says at first, microchips implants will be used to warn doctors about impeding heart attacks. Currently, microchip implants are also being developed and used to control prosthetic limbs. Microchips are also used in some patients with Parkinson's to help detect tremors, according to the experts. The proliferation of this technology is inevitable. That's going into the miracles of the beast. Let's get that right quick. Even Elon Musk said that the microchip or the Neuralink would basically be a miracle. So these Edomites are boasting of their technology. The Bible go into how their knowledge and wisdom have perverted them, and that's what happened. It's perverting them because they actually believe that they are God. So this is in the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 14. It says, and deceiving them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. And that's what this devil is going to do. He's going to deceive the earth, telling people that, you know, their loved ones that have been bedridden or in a wheelchair, you know, they're blind, they're deaf, and now all of a sudden they can hear, they can see. This devil, he's going to deceive the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. It says, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast, which is the satanic beast system, you know, the transhumanism, New World Order agenda. That's the democracy. That's the image of the beast. Transgender, all of this weirdo shit, you know, they're pushing pedophilia, all of this wicked shit that they're pushing, which is the image of the beast. It says, which had the wound by the sword and did live, which is going into the revised Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was basically it died, you know, and then America became the revised Roman Empire, and that's why it says, and did live. So these miracles that this beast system is going to push out is this devil's technology, you know, the mark of the beast technology. Let's see. It says, be honest with yourself. Are you callous enough to suggest that people with prosthetic limbs can't cross the gates of heaven because they have a microchip? We just read about the image of the beast and those miracles. They're pushing it out there that people that take a chip and they have prosthetic limbs, you know, just because they do that and they're able now to move and all of that, you know, they're seeing all now, you know, because these people want to do that, now they can't get into the gates of heaven. You're damn right. Because if it's a Israelite that have prosthetic limbs and they take the mark of the beast, the Lord ain't going to save them. The Lord going to destroy them. Whether they got limbs or not, if they take that chip, that's it. It says, as microchips become normalized, it also seems natural that more services, news, and entertainment will be accessible via a network on a microchip. So they're going to connect everything to the Internet of Things. Everything is all going to be accessible. Your appliances, your cell phone, people going to be able to, you know, basically get their messages and stuff like that all synced together, you know, with that technology. People going to be able to control their, their appliances and stuff like that. This devil, he wants to basically create like a system where you can, you know, if you think on, basically synthetic telepathy, if you think about turning on the TV with your mind, you could do it. That's what this devil, he wants to do with his, you know, technology for himself as a god. But you think they're going to allow just average citizens to have like supernatural powers and stuff like that? No, everybody else is common. They're going to, in their mindset, they want to be able to control them and treat them like robots. Whereas these people are going to be able to use their minds to do miracles and all kind of stuff. So they just really feed into people, you know, a pipe dream. It says, and eventually certain services will be only accessible via a microchip, which means that those who refuse to get a microchip will be left out of these services. So that's how this devil is going to isolate people by cutting them off from society. You won't be able to buy or sell. So what? You won't be able to have a house. You won't have a car. You can't eat. You can't have a home. You know, you won't be able to go to restaurants. You won't be able to order things online. This devil gonna totally just, you know, make people an outcast, you know, which, you know, it would be best to be that outcast because you don't want to consent to this chip. You know, you consent to the chip, then either way it goes, the Lord's still gonna destroy you. It says it would be like not having an internet connection in 2022 and relying only on VHS tapes and a VCR. It says, even putting aside the benefits of convenience, microchip implants will offer other benefits like a sharp decrease in crime, which that's the pre-crimes bullshit, you know, because they're going to use, what they call proactive policing. They're doing that now. You got people that are basically being stalked and harassed, falsely accused of terrorism, you know, under pre-crimes. You know, it's all just like that movie, A Minority Report. You know, you got these people that got cell phones and they got apps and they can monitor the neighborhood, the so-called keep the neighborhood safe from criminals and stuff like that. They want this so-called pre-crime, proactive policing. They want the neighbors, the citizens, to police each other, you know, which is really to spy on each other and to falsely accuse each other of crimes and to get people possibly thrown in FEMA camps, you know, concentration camps, people being ostracized, you know, because of their social credit score. What's happening with Ye, that's basically his social credit score being diminished. He was a billionaire. Now he have banks telling him that his millions, multi-millions of dollars is not worth their you know services and you know just think if a bank will refuse a man, a black man, to have what $150 million or whatever like that, you think they tell him to kick rocks? What do you think they would do with our little chump change? It's all social credit, you know. A negative social credit score is, you know, like you have a regular credit score. You can't, you know, if your credit score is too low, you can't get anything. You can't get another credit card. You can't get a loan. You know, you can't catch a break. So if your social credit score is like your regular credit score, you know, of course, you in society, it's going to be like they're just going to shut the door in your face. So that's what this devil is doing, is he's creating a social credit score, just like in China, you know, whereas with China's pretty much, you know, they letting people know, you know, if your social credit score is bad, you can't even ride the bus. You can't shop. So this devil, he's pushing that same satanic system here in America, but he's doing it through gradualism. It says, just like pets and farm animals that are given microchips to track their movement, humans with microchips will be awarded the same benefit. So they're going to be able to track you, and they can track you. People are being tracked now. People are targeted, individuals are tracked with this technology. That's why the perpetrators are following you, because they can track you. They have your whereabouts. And this devil, he wants to make everybody, he wants to make everybody a targeted individual. It says crime and disappearances will fade away into distant history and be viewed with disgust as we view the medieval world now. So they consider this world as medieval. You know, this transhumanism is supposed to be the wave of the future. It says, admittedly, the form of crime fighting might have some systematic racism attached to it. So the future of this particular feature is uncertain. Of course, because what? They got robots. They got robotic dogs. They already just passed it in San Francisco, I think, where those robotic dogs have explosives. They can use deadly force. And of course, the AI technology is racist. Who you think's programming it? Esau. So they talking about is uncertain. This technology of robotics, you know, is going to be used to track and hunt down you Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans when they finally roll this shit out. That's why we need the Lord's mercy. We need divine intervention. That's the only way out of this. So as always, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Because the Lord, he's not going to save anybody if they're not going to repent. He's not going to defend you in that day. And we want to be defended. You know, the Lord will give his men spiritual power, you know, the elect. It says, what is certain that is that microchip implants will eventually be able to fight evil misinformation like racism and anti-Semitism at its very core. So they're going to use the microchip, the RFID microchip, to fight against misinformation. So if you say the RFID microchip is the mark of the beast, that's considered misinformation and anti-Semitic. That is in the brain of the anti-Semitics and racists. Fact checkers and medical professionals will be able to interruptly blatantly evil. It says fact checkers and medical professionals will finally be able to interrupt blatantly evil thoughts before they manifest into stochastic or domestic terrorism. So they're going to use the medical field to basically lock you up. And try to brainwash you, you know, and basically saying that you're a domestic terrorist if you believe that the RFID microchip is the mark of the beast. Hey, this article is truly demonic. Other than that, you know, I hope you brothers and sisters out there was edified with this information. Share it. I say shalom, peace, and blessings.